Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Mario Judah's career was always on somewhat of a shaky foundation. Aside from the fact that he was basically a viral meme, he still somehow managed to create a massive platform for himself and cultivated a dedicated fan base.
Boom, I blow up. Die very rough. I'm lit. And, you know, I'm already, you know, meme and everything, which is funny. Like, I didn't know it was going to take a meme route, but it did, you know.
Not only was he versatile, allowing him to create a mixture of rap and rock, but at one point, the man even made the elusive Playboi Carti come back to finally drop his long-awaited Whole Lotta Red album after he threatened to do it for him.
All right, bro, Playboi Carti, drop Whole Lotta Red, bro. If you don't drop it, I'm dropping it for you.
Once he scored a big hit, the whole world was eager to see his next move. However, what he did after gaining publicity was something that no one expected. And instead of becoming the mainstream star he was potentially going to become, Mario Judah is nowhere to be found these days. And today, I want to investigate what happened to Mario Judah. The internet meme and rapper Mario Judah first caught the hip-hop community's attention with the release of his song Die Very Rough in 2020. Till this day, the sound of this track is something you still do not hear at all. Immediately, fans started flocking to this new up-and-coming rapper, especially when they learned just how much he invested into his craft.
Yo, what's crazy is, and what he needs more credit for, is the fact that he produced the beat, and, like, he produced the beat and did all the vocals, he, like, engineered all this shit, and it sounded so good. It sounded so damn good. Like, he's actually talented, bro. He's actually talented.
Taking influence from bands like Korn and Slipknot that he loved ever since he was a kid, Mario embraced a rock-inspired sound, and eventually, he was convinced to try and branch out to become an artist in his own right.
I started off making beats and being a producer only, and that's all I ever really wanted to do was just be that, and around January of this time, someone was like, you know what, you should start songwriting and you know, making hooks and everything like that. And I didn't want to do it. And they're like, nah, you know, it could be a good opportunity for you, this, that, and the other. And I was like, you know what? All right, I'll try.
Alongside a cover of DaBaby's Rockstar, where he showed off his unique vocal talents, Mario had people shook. And in the process, made himself into a meme thanks to his odd appearance, with notable names such as Drewski calling him the devil.
That is not DaBaby. Who the fuck? That's the devil.
When he got a chance to interview him, Drewski really had a question for Mario, and his answer would make way for a timeless viral clip.
You mind taking the Illuminati hood off him? Yeah, but, oh shit. How do you feel about being here, man?
Blessed. No Illuminati, no devil stuff. I'm blessed.
Respect.
But people will die. The enemies will die.
When you say nigga, a lot of people are assuming.
Nigga!
That's gotta be racist. There's no way. I'ma just keep it real. There's no way that is like of our culture.
With good music and fans getting a kick out of his hilarious humor, Mario Judah seemingly had the perfect recipe for mainstream success in the modern era of making music, where social media fame can do wonders for a career. On top of that, Mario was willing to laugh with them instead of making himself look like a fool and playing defense.
The whole racist shit, I guess, is pretty funny. Because it's funny, like when I made the record, I had no intention of being racist in any way. I mean, you know, nigga, like, come on, I'm black, what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? But
now seen with the likes of Trippie Redd, Blueface, among others, this weird kid from Flint, Michigan was suddenly a star. Die Very Rough just kept racking up views, and his unique style helped build up a fan base. And despite the fact that his audience was split between those who just found him amusing and others who actually believed that he was talented, all labels saw were dollar signs, and this soon led to a race for his signature.
Have any labels been hitting you up, like, ever since all this has been happening? I'm sure I know how it works.
Wow. Has any labels, more like every label.
Eventually, he was signed with Atlantic Records, and while signing that big contract often feels like the next stepping stone to success, it didn't quite work out that way. After Die Very Rough became a big hit, Mario was ready to give it all to the audience, who were eagerly waiting for his next move, and insisted that he was going to do whatever they wanted.
Hey, they want me to start making love songs, I'm gonna start making love songs. They want me to start making party songs, I'm gonna start making party songs. I can do it all, whatever they want, you know what I'm saying?
But despite his insistence that he was going to forge his own lane, he soon decided to try and barge into someone else's in order to put pressure on his hero. And while it paid off at first, it didn't quite help his longevity at all. To preface this next segment, I gotta jog your memory right quick. If you're a Playboi Carti fan in any way, shape, or form, you definitely remember what the wait for a Whole Lotta Red was like. Subject to constant delays, the follow-up often seemed like it would never drop, and his rabid audience were frustrated. And among these angered fans was none other than Mario Judah, claiming that he had always been listening to him for years and labeled himself as one of Carti's biggest stands.
I'm a fan just like anybody else who has 300 followers on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm commenting under his post. Yo, drop the album. We want the album.
Drop it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Please drop the album, bro. Like, it's funny. I always had a plan if I were to blow up to try and get this man to drop his fucking album. Because I really wanted to hear. I mean, bro.
He realized that now that he had a platform, he was in a position to communicate to fellow fans of the Atlanta artist. But then he started making demands and told Carti that if he didn't release the long-awaited project, Mario would do it for him.
All right, bro. Playboi Carti. Drop Whole Lotta Red, bro. We want it. Bad. We've been waiting 2 years. You have 1 week. If you don't drop it, I'm dropping it for you. Drop it before December 6th. This is not a game. This is not a drill. This is not a test. Drop Whole Lotta Red. Now. Or else I will drop it for.
Ain't it kind of my kind of. I got 10 my fit, my biggest king and a king.
I will drop that bitch. I will drop Whole Lotta Red if you don't.
Rather than talking about his own output, this gauntlet that he threw down to his hero suddenly became the biggest talking point in every interview.
But no, deadass, he comes out and drops. I'm just gonna be happy, bro. Like, cause like, all right, so like, even before I was like being an artist, bro, like I was one of those kids in the comment section. Like when nobody knew me, like just a regular fan. In his comments, such like, bro, drop Whole Lotta Red, typing, drop Whole Lotta Red, we're waiting and shit like that. So it was just like, I felt like now that I had a platform, I could speak on it and try to get him to drop and like stick up for like the people who want it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
teased on the track Bit Ya, Mario proved that he could do a mean Carti impression and used his own production capabilities to make a really captivating sound. People were taken aback by this, cause for one, it was just stupid. But it was fire as everyone was waiting for a Whole Lotta Red. While others
try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins insulin.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
We're just surprised at the fact that he even nailed down Carti's editing style in the music video. Choosing to mimic an existing rapper rather than focusing on his own career, it only enhanced that Mario was only a meme rather than a genuine artist. After giving Carti the deadline of December 6th, it came and went without Playboi Carti dropping. So, as a man of his word, he dropped his own version of Whole Lotta Red. And while some people praised his power to copy his hero, others wondered what the point really was.
But then Mario went out and dropped a new track. Bia is the title of it. And while it's not a Carti song, it's a Mario Judah song. It sounds like a Carti song. I don't exactly know what the hell is happening at this point. Are you basically like bodying Playboi Carti in his own lane, purely as a way of getting attention on you? Are you really just a hardcore Cardi fan and you're trying to get him to put out his music and you think that the threat of somebody copying him so well and almost like taking up his lane in a way is going to hurry up that process? I don't really know. I really have no idea, like, what is the end all, the be all, what is the motivation behind all of this? And I don't really know at this point, like, how deep is Playboi Carti into all of it as well? Because he doesn't really seem to have addressed much of it, despite all of the attention that it's getting. I mean,
what's crazy is that Carti eventually did drop. But whether that was due to Mario Judah's rise or Carti actually having a set release date in mind is hard to tell. And when it did, a lot of people were disappointed and felt like it wasn't as good as what they were expecting it to be. In fact, at one point, the hashtag trash was trending after a whole lot of red drop. Now condemned to talk about Carti for the rest of his career, Mario was also one of the fans who voiced how he was disappointed with the end product that his hero delivered.
Whole lot of red.
Yep.
Your campaign.
Yep.
Talk about it.
Man, I just really wish, you know, we would have had the album 2 years prior. He drops, and I was sad, bro. And after the, and leading up to that, I was what, like, posting a video damn near every day, speaking about Twitter, everything. Mm. Yeah, I didn't speak for like damn near 5 days, bro.
And how many times did you listen to the album in that period of time?
Bro, I listened to it probably like 34 times.
Did you grow more fond of it?
Nah, man. I'm still upset. It's a lot of great songs that he's posted snippet-wise that his fans want, that we want, and we're not on there. I mean, New Neon was on there. We want that Carti. We want that shit that we fuck with, bro. To me, and a lot of people, what was the problem? It sounded, to us, the community, it sounded like someone was trying to be like Carti. And it was just confusing. Like, are you sure this is Carti?
Suddenly best known as either the guy with the red hair, the guy with the weird pronunciation of the N-word, or the guy who trolled Carti, it didn't leave much room for him to garner much respect as an artist. And over time, this would be a major problem. He'd constantly resort to publicity stunts to garner attention, like the time he staged putting the beats on his ex-girlfriend on Instagram. And what didn't help matters is that Judah would only release music sporadically, and never properly capitalized off the success of Die Very Rough. As we know, the internet moves on pretty swiftly to the next amusing thing. So even when he was dropping songs that highlighted his potential, like Afraid of Love, it reached a lesser audience who were baffled by his rollout tactic. Bro took Where the Fuck Is Mario Judah seriously. If Mario Judah dropped more consistently, then he'd be huge. But not only would he not release more consistently, he was about to disappear from the internet entirely. And now, as the smoke's clear, we know why. Although Mario has never explained it, he quietly left Atlantic Records. According to his former manager Jay Law of One Room Media, the deal was defined by a succession of unfulfilled promises. Initially, he received a $100,000 advance, a $100,000 marketing budget, and $100,000 for a Ski Mask the Slump God feature, and a Cole Bennett Lyrical Lemonade music video. But none of this materialized. According to Jay Law, the record label only offered his client a 20% royalty, whereas the label would get 80%. Both Judah and he then agreed not to continue the deal because of deception from the record label. But over time, things grew sour between Jay Law and Mario, leading him to try and expose Judah on a lengthy YouTube community post that was circulated around the internet. Through all this, Mario did exactly what he complained about Carti doing, kept his fans in the dark. But things were about to get worse when he was accused of finessing one of his own supporters. Amid his absence from social media, it was revealed that he was back to selling tight beats for $50, and the fans caught on pretty quickly. But while this was considered a fall from grace for someone who had previously racked up millions of views, the biggest issue was that he was accused of scamming people who were trying to make a purchase from him. This was brought to light by a Reddit user who went by the name of Lil AD, where he wrote about how Mario Judah posted a username on his story, saying to DM him for a feature. Then he and his friend messaged the account Metal Carjack and paid $200 for a feature. After following up, they got no response for over 2 weeks, and when they asked him to confirm it wasn't a scam, the Metal Carjack account told him to DM Mario Judah himself. Mario confirmed that it wasn't a scam and that he was just giving back to his fans. However, within a few days, Mario deleted all the DM messages. Fortunately, they had screenshotted the chats. Although some people said they weren't surprised that a rapper who had empathetically fallen off was now hustling like that, they wouldn't have expected what came next. From out of nowhere, Mario Judah resurfaced in February of 2024. Slimmer and with a slight different look, Mario went on IG Live and explained that he'd been down a dark path that led him to finding religion.
Maybe like 3 years ago, I took a break from the internet, as y'all can see, and
You know, I was just living in deep depression, bro. Nobody knew. I ain't speak on her or nothing like that. But regardless, I was just, feel me, into drugs, all that type of weird stuff. And then I had a supernatural experience with Jesus Christ himself, bro. It was beautiful. It was like nothing I've ever experienced. You know what I'm saying? And, his presence, the experience that he put on me just led me to know that, any and everything that I was indulging in or doing in my life. The reason I was doing it was because I wanted to find peace, right? All right, yo. Got something to say. I know it's been a while, but just want to let y'all know, man, that Jesus Christ loves y'all, man. And I got someone I want y'all to hear from. It's a brother that got me saved. I was on his live one day, and feel me, I watched a live of his, and that was the day I got saved, man. I don't know. All glory to Jesus Christ, though. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Jesus, for saving me, for blessing me with a platform that I can now be able to help others who are in need, who need help, who's seeking help.
With the viewing figures plummeting the longer he spoke about his spiritual calling, it would typically take a little while on from this for him to follow up with an independently released EP entitled Endure. Described as a diss project to his older self, Mario finally reemerged and was now looking to tell his story. The only problem was that no one was really listening, and to date, all of the tracks have under 20,000 views on YouTube. In the story of Mario Judah, there are certainly a lot of lessons to be learned. From record labels promising the world and delivering nothing to the dangers of creating novelty content, as opposed to focusing on advancing your artistry, his story is one of missed opportunities and poor decision making. Now, a man who could have brought something unique to hip hop is now mainly seen as a one-hit wonder, and although it's not impossible for him to regroup, it's going to take a lot to revive his career and recapture the success he once had.